Today, we'd like to see the first Chronicle chapter 9, verses 1 to 44, under the title of Inhabitants in Jerusalem. To align with multitude, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, in verse 1, so all Israel was recorded by genealogies, and indeed they were inscribed in the book of the kings of Israel, but Judah was carried away captive to Babylon because of their unfaithfulness. Why was Judah carried away captive to Babylon, and what is that? Question 2. In verses 10 to 34, what do we learn from Levites ministering at the temple? Last question 3, in verse 40, the son of Jonathan was Meribbaal, and Meribbaal begot Micah. What is another name of Meribbaal? First of all, we want to see backgrounds for today's chapter. Verses 1 to 9 regards the inhabitants in Jerusalem from returning Israelites from Babylon. Verses 10 to 34 regards Levites. Last paragraph, verses 35 to 44 regard King Saul's genealogy. All genealogy in the Bible is for Jesus Christ. Verse 1, so all Israel was recorded by genealogy, and indeed they were inscribed or were recorded in the book of the kings of Israel, but Judah was carried away captive to Babylon because of their unfaithfulness. Unfaithfulness means disobedience to the Lord. So basically, the Judah, Israel people worshipped idols rather than God. So idol worshipping works. Christian's success to be called a good and faithful servant in heaven by the Lord, rather than wicked and lazy servant. Even if you succeed on the earth in the view of the world, but the Lord in heaven called you wicked and lazy servant, your life would fail. But Matthew chapter 25, verse 23, the Lord gave somebody talents, one talent, somebody two talents, somebody five talents, but two talents received servants, and the five talents received servants worked faithfully to the Lord, so they were able to produce a double portion. But given one talent to servant, he didn't work anything he put into ground. So then the Lord came back, told to each of them, verse 23, his Lord said to him, the five talents or two talents, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. But one talent, but his Lord answered and said to him, you wicked and lazy servants, you knew that I reap where I have not sown and gather where I have not scattered seed. So because the Jewish people were disobedient to the Lord, or unfaithfulness, or transgression, they worshipped idols rather than God, or they loved idols rather than God. That's why God allowed Babylon as an instrument to make a judgment to Jewish people. So for 70 years slavery history. So now they came back from Babylon into their own land of Israel. Verse 2, and the first inhabitants who dwelt in their possessions in their cities were Israelites, priests, Levites, and Netinim. Priests, especially Aaron's descendants, were required by the Lord. Exodus chapter 28, verse 41. So you shall put them on Aaron, your brother. So the Lord told to Moses, Moses' elder brother Aaron, and on his son, Aaron's son, with him, with Aaron, you shall anoint them, consecrate them, or separate them from other people, and sanctify them, set apart them from the world, that they may minister to me as a priest. So among Levites, only Aaron's descendants are qualified to be priests. So therefore, priests are also Levites. Then, verse 3, also Levites were qualified for only ministry, for ministry of a temple. Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 1. The priest, the Levite, all the other Levites, excluding priests, that Levite, all the tribe of Levi, shall have no part nor inheritance with Israel. They shall eat the offerings of the Lord made by fire and his portion. So Levite ministries were assigned only for the temple. So priests are preparing for sacrifice offering to the Lord, but the other Levite simply supporting a priest. Then, verse 3, now in Jerusalem, the children of Judah. Judah is the first son of Israel. Former name is Jacob, the Israel. Judah dwelt, and some of the children of Benjamin. Benjamin, the 12th son of Israel, and of the children of Ephraim and Manasseh. Ephraim and Manasseh is the grandsons of Israel or Jacob. So Ephraim's and Manasseh's father was the 11th son, Joseph, who was 11th son's Joseph over Israel. So Uttai, the son of Amittai, the son of Omri, the son of Imri, the son of Bani, of the descendants of Perez, the son of Judah. Now we are talking about in Jerusalem, the children of Judah. So then sons of Judah, of the Shilonite, Asaiah, the firstborn, and his son. Of the sons of Jerah, Jeuel and their brethren, 690. Now verse 7, of the sons of Benjamin. So Benjamin is the last son of Israel. Shalu, the son of Meshulam, the son of Hodaviah, the son of Hasenau, Ibrahai, the son of Jeroham, Elar, the son of Uzi, the son of Mikri, Meshulam, the son of Sephatiah, the son of Reuel, the son of Ibnajah, their brethren, according to their generations, 956. All these men were heads or chiefs of a father's house in their father's houses. Now verses 10 to 34 regards Levites. Over the priest, Jedi, over the priest or the Aaron's descendants, Jediah, Jehoiarib, and Jachin, Azariah, the son of Hilkiah, the son of Meshulam, the son of Jadah, the son of Meraioth, the son of Ahitub, the office of the house of God, Adai, the son of Jeroham, the son of Pashur, the son of Malchiah, Masai, the son of Adiah, the son of Jajera, the son of Meshulam, the son of Meshulamith, the son of Immer, and their brethren, heads of their father's houses, 1,760. So there are a lot of priests at that time. They were very able men for the work of the service of the house of God, very talented men by God for ministry, for the temple of God. So wherever each of us is given particular talents in different quantities, such as 5 talents or 2, 1, so such as a painting talent or a music talent, teaching talent, a serving talent, whatever talent, we should do faithfully to the Lord. So at that time, the Lord in heaven would give us equal reward, like a good and faithful servants. Verse 14, of the Levites in Jerusalem, Shemaiah, the son of Hashub, the son of Azurkam, the son of Hashabiah, of the sons of Merari, Bakpakar, Hereshi, Galar, and Mataniah, the son of Micah, the son of Jikri, the son of Esha, Obadiah, the son of Shemaiah, the son of Galar, the son of Jeduthun, and Berechiah, the son of Asa, the son of Elkanah, who lived in village of the Netophathite, so in the city of Jerusalem. Verse 17, and the gatekeepers, or porters, or doorkeepers, were Shalom, Akub, Talmon, Ahiman, and their brethren. Shalom was the chief. Until then, they had been gatekeepers for the campers of the children of Levi, at the king's gate on the east. Shalom, the son of Koreh, the son of Ibayasha, the son of Korah, and his brethren from his father's house, the Korahites were in charge of the work of the service, gatekeepers of the tabernacle. So gatekeepers, 2 types of gatekeepers. One is the campers of the children of Levi's camper. Levi's campers just before east side, you know, from temple of God. So then temple doorkeepers or gatekeepers or porters here, their fathers had been keepers of the entrance to the camp of the Lord, or to the camp of the temple of the Lord, the house of the Lord. And Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, had been the office or the ruler of them in time past. The Lord was with him. Zechariah, the son of Meshelemiah, was a keeper or a porter of the door of the tabernacle of a meeting. Verse 22, all those chosen as gatekeepers were 212. They were recorded by their genealogy in their villages. David and Samuel the seer had ordained them to their trusted office, or appointed them to their trusted office or trusted ministers as gatekeepers. So they and their children were in charge of the gates of the house of the Lord, or at the temple of the Lord, the house of the tabernacle, by assignment. The gatekeepers were assigned to the 4 directions, the east, the west, the north, and south. So the temple of God had 4 entrances, east, west, north, and south. And their brethren in their villages had to come with them from time to time for 7 days, which means other things to run the house of God smoothly. So they worked the chores thing to clean up the temple or preparing many things. So continue explaining this right here. Verse 26, for in this trusted office were four chief gatekeepers, they were Levites, and they had charge over the chambers or rooms and treasuries over the house of God. And they lodged all around the house of God because they had the responsibility and they were in charge of opening it every morning. So verse 28, now some of them, other Levites, were in charge of the serving vessels, for they brought them in and took them out by counts. So vessels, they needed several things, like a candlestick or is the censer, basin, you know, kind of things, many vessels. So they count, you know, brought them in and out. Some of them were appointed over the furnishings and over all the implements or instruments of the sanctuary, over the fine flour and the wine and the oil and the incense and the spices. And some of the sons of the priests made the anointment of the spices. So priests' sons are not become priests yet. So those sons are also assisting for offering to the Lord. Mattithiah of the Levite, the firstborn of the Shalom, the Korite, had the trusted office of the things that were baked in the pans, like a cook, bread makers. And some of their brethren of the sons of the Kohathites were in charge of preparing the showbread for every Sabbath. So every week they prepare the warm showbread. Verse 33, these are the singers. Singers, heads of the father's houses of the Levite. So special assigned to singers who lorted in the chambers, in the rooms, and were free from other duties. So which meaning singers only focus on singing, preparing for singing to worship God. Only the work of a sing ministry, that's awesome for worship. So worship means great respect to God and joy of God for his presence and his characters, such as omnipresence, omnipotent, omniscient kind of thing. In daily, we can apply this Levite heart to the Lord. So in daily our life, we should focus on the Lord. So plus Sunday worship service, also daily our life should be full dedication heart, you know, to the Lord. That kind of heart, you know, we need that. Psalm chapter 134, verse 1, behold, bless the Lord, all your servants of the Lord, who by night stand in the house of the Lord. So Psalm chapter 134, verses 1, 2, 3, so bless the Lord, all your servants of the Lord, who by night stand in the house of the Lord. Then 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16 to 18, rejoice always. That is a kind of worship. So worship meaning rejoice the Lord himself. Pray without ceasing. That is a communication with the Lord. In everything, give thanks. We give thanks to the Lord for his caring, his existence with me. Also his provision, also his nature. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. So from Levites' work of ministry to the Lord, we can learn our life should be focused on the Lord, such as rejoice always, so daily without ceasing communication with the Lord, so give thanks for everything, for his nature, that kind of worshiping attitude. So we can learn. Then verse 34, these heads of the fathers' houses of the Levites were held throughout their generations. They dwelt at Jerusalem. So all of them, the inhabitants in Jerusalem, because the temple of God was located in Jerusalem. Jael, the father of Gibeon. Now, verses 35 to 44, we got King Saul's genealogy. King Saul, who was a descendant of Benjamin, the 12th son of Jacob, so he was the first king of United Israel. Jael, the father of Gibeon, whose wife's name was Maacah, dwelt at Gibeon. His firstborn son was Abdon, then Jur, Kish, Baal, Ner, Nada, Gerder, Ahio, Zechariah, and Mikloth. And Mikloth begot Shimeah. They also dwelt alongside their relatives in Jerusalem with their brethren. Ner begot Kish. Kish begot Saul. So the king of Israel's father, Saul, Saul's father, Kish. Saul begot Jonathan. So Jonathan was Saul's son. Also, he was a close friend of David, the next king. Melchishua, Abinadab, and Ishbaal, the son of Jonathan, Meribaal, and Meribaal begot Micah. So Meribaal's another name. Jonathan made a covenant with David. So when David became king, so David would take care of Jonathan's son lovely. So that's why David allowed the Jonathan's son to be able to eat with dinner together. So 2 Samuel chapter 9 verse 12, Mephibosheth had a young son whose name was Micah. So Micah's father, Mephibosheth, but here Micah's father, Meribaal. So we can understand Mephibosheth is another name of Meribaal. The sons of Micah were Pithon, Melech, Tahereah, and Ahazah. And Ahazah begot Jara. Jara begot Alemeth, Azemaveth, and Jimdi. And Jimdi begot Moza. Moza begot Binea, Lapahiah, his son, Eliasha, his son, and Azel, his son. Last verse. And Azel had six sons whose names were these: Azricam, Bocherer, Ishmael, Sheariah, Obadiah, and Hannah. These were the sons of Israel. So let's see each question answer. In verse 1, so all of Israel was recorded by genealogies, and indeed they were inscribed in the book of Kings of Israel, but Judah was carried away captive to Babylon because of their unfaithfulness. Why was Judah carried away captive to the Babylon? Here, because of their unfaithfulness or their transgression. So what is that? That is mainly idol worships. Then question 2, in verses 10 to 34, what do we learn from Levites ministering at the temple? So we, as children of God, our life should be focused on the Lord, not material thing, not anything else. Also, our attitude, worship service, really heartily dedication to the Lord. So our daily life should be giving respect, to the Lord, also giving thanks, to the Lord. So we should communicate with the Lord without ceasing. So also we should be rejoice. Last question in verse 40. The son of Jonathan was Meribaal, and Meribaal begot Micah. What is another name? Meribaal. So we can find out another Bible verse, 2 Samuel chapter 9, verse 12, Mephibosheth. That's another name. So let's sing song all together on bulletin, page page 40, number 5.